Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Thursday night, we're in Siman Kuf Ches. We're in Sifalev, in the middle of Sifalev. The royal doctor thinks it's best to be, it's appropriate, it's good, worthwhile to be careful. Shalo yamdu ashibolim b'mechubar, that we try to do shmura mishas katsira. So you try that the shibolim shouldn't stand, shouldn't be connected to the ground, shouldn't still be mechubar. Actually, is yabshu called sarchan v'albinu, past the time when it's drawing any nourishment from the ground. Ki oz, because if they do stay there past that time, im yerdu alayim gishamim, it is possible that yachmitzu afilu b'mechubar. If they're not, if they're just connected to the ground, but there's no nourishment going on, there's no growth process going on, they're not really drawing any nourishment from the ground, then they could theoretically, it's possible they would become chametz from the, I mean, there would have to be a crack in the kernel. I don't think it would become chametz just if it rained on the stalk, but with choshesh that it got moisture in it and there was a crack in it, and that started the chametz process. Given she nesichan od lekarka, how can roy v'nochon lixer ba'od sheish bem od ketsas mare yarkus? Mishef shalom b'chitin shmurin mishas katsira l'chol yomei hachag matov. V'yamrav roy lo al kaponim la'ad, as he says that b'feirish, v'yamrav roy lo al kaponim la'ad b'zele matzo shal aseder b'shnei halelos, or one night as we have it here. What? The other matzah of the first night.
I'm asking.
Why he only says Roy? Because it's still only a hiddur that you could have Shmura Mishas Tchina.
Oh, that's right.
But Tchuna Mishas, yeah. I mean, he doesn't talk about Shmura Mishas Lisha, but he talks about Shmura Mishas Tchina. But it is roy to be mahadir that you have the whole Pesach matzah with which is roy to fulfill the mitzvah the first night. There was also many shitas, but there were also a number of shitas that upon the first night, even past one kazayas or two kazayas or whatever you eat, you're getting a fulfillment of the mitzvah chiyudis of Be'er Tochlu Matzahs. In other words, Berach Tochlu Matzah doesn't mean a Kazayas Matzah. There's a Netziv, and many agree with the Netziv. It doesn't mean Berach Tochlu. The first night is a mitzvah to eat matzah, a mitzvah chiyuvis, to eat matzah. So you yosei with a Kazayas. But if you eat a lot, so the mitzvah is nizgado. It's only a mitzvah. It's not like lulav. Lulav, there are rayas that the Pshat is the Torah wanted you to take it once a day. Night the lulav once, that's the mitzvah, take it once. Anshi Yerushalayim, the hiddur mitzvah, most achronim learn, was not like eating a lot of matzah. But it was just a hiddur. They wanted to take a lulav like it was an inyan. Masheke matzah, many hold, the first night, everything is nichlal in the chiyuv ha-mitzvah to eat matzah, and you're choosing to eat a lot. You yotze with a kazayas, but that's only that you yotze. The other nights is what is called by achrayim is a mitzvah kiyumis. Okay, siv beis chitin shenimtzu behen mevukal, split open, or mutzumachos or sprouting, hashar mutter. You can put them aside, but the shar, the rest of the bundle is mutter. Son, you go through them and check out and then throw away those that are mevukos or mitzumachos. Otzichem ledakdek heitev im yeshim al kaponim shishim keneged hamevukos v'hamitzumachos. If you could tell, how can you tell? If you could tell, then it's nikar. How much is mevukos or mitzumachos? So why is a bottle barov if you could tell what they are? Maybe it's hard to get to, it's hard to get them out. You see what I'm bothered by? If you could estimate up to 60, that means you could see how many are mevukos and mitzumachos, but if you could see them, then I'm bottle barov. Maybe they got mixed in and you can't see them now, but you know how many there were and they got mixed in and now you can't see them anymore. Lechatchila yesh la'adeh liver gam min achid and shochlu min ha'achbarim. Yeah, we don't understand why he had to say that. Oshayi yashishim kenegdon. V'achidim shebo b'sfina, oshayi munachim b'boros, yemen yivoshos v'koshos l'anashtanim areyon ksheros, you don't have to be choshosh for anything. Yemo yimunachos b'aliyah, even though it's wheat, at this stage it's only wheat, but it's not mechubal lekarka and it got wet, you have a problem. You could be mesalik oisam, because you can tell with rain, you can't tell where the rain went. Also water flows and the whole thing got wet. Mesalik oisam v'shom utaros. Not automatic, the whole thing becomes also if a little water fell on it. Because you don't know where the water went. Water travels. With the snow, you know it went here. For no good, you sell a doctor, Baksha, at Chaim, to be very careful about what grinds the wheat. The Naka Hate, the Naka Bechol of Shari. The Kisim, I'm not sure what that refers to. What? Oh, sakim? Oh, where they transport it. Like Kim Kadosh, you take new ones, you don't take ones that transported chametz. Welcome Shesh Tomide Chachomim, him a hochel al Erechayim, Vazgiach Shea Hechsha Karoi. Hechsha meaning you have to be Machshed Erechayim. They ground stuff for chametz a whole year round, and I don't know where the leisha took place, but it could have been chametz there. Umokum shein tamidei chachamim roi l'chol yuei shemayim sheilech ba'atzmai l'shgiach al ha'hechsher. The mitzvah bo yuzum b'shlucho. That doesn't apply nowadays. That's pushed by me. He's talking about there was a bakery in town that was baking. So you went to make sure everything's okay. Now they have matzah bakeries, they have mashgichim, they have all the chumras. So there's still an Indian to go. People go. I don't go. I was never convinced that it's good to go and take your kids and see the process of how they make matzah. My son took a video of the machine matzahs in Yad Binyamin. He made a video. I don't know where it is. I have to ask him where he put it. I mean, what? Shaya Moshe. What? Who owns it? Oh, in Far Rockaway, the Moyle, he owns a matzo factory.
I was there last year, so.
Erev Pesach matzos, or he?
Before.
Oh yeah. Okay. V'noyegin ki hakemach harishon. I'm saying we have matzah bakeries with hechsherim and mashgichim. What they do now is they make chaburis to speed up the process, to lessen the waiting time between the people making the dough, rolling out the dough, and the guy, you know, making the holes in the matzahs, and between him and the oven, so you lessen the time of waiting. But now again, can come a chavish shenit chalachar echsher, ain't ochel also b'pesach. You told her that any problems that exist are in that first batch. In talking about berachaim gam tvua l'susa, which is wet. The place is full of dust, flour dust. Sakim kemach shenas lachlech mimayim and sivdalid. Emubu mokum mechol ben shuad dayan lach ben shenas yabesh yochus as a mokum azeh biyodo biyorek hashor mutter. Right? You can take it and everything else, it should be emptied out. Ragzeshin is lachle choser. In the slachle, b'chama m'koyim b'shiev, shaloi lasos, kena zayim adayin ulach, yirakeh es hakemach, you can sift it out. We wouldn't touch it. We'd throw it out in the garbage. U'mashinishu ala nafa pirurin, zel levad chomei, t'vashor mutter. Kena wachlu achbar min hakemach, yirakdenu, you can sift it out, avlum kornis yabesh, my money they are called the Karakama Khosa because it got wet. And at some point if it got wet, the Khashash comments on the whole thing. But he's giving aitzes to hold it with your hand, to be miraculated. There are aitzes how to get out the problematic flower. Biyom Shatochnu is a kemach osu la folso. And they show us a kemach ucham. This is all like chashoshes that will take quicker than 18 minutes. From when it's ground, you should wait 24 hours. Is this done? They always wait after the tchina. A lot of places have the when the stone ground when it's rechayim shel yad. They wait 24 hours after the tchina. I hope so. What? The storm, but I'm wondering if they even wait overnight. I'm trying to remember, like they had downstairs the Rechaim Shel Yad. Okay, I have to check that out.
I've never seen a
take your kids on a tour.
My kids, yes. I'm having a discussion with somebody. I'm curious about the Rav. I wanted to say that any decision a person made that was for